All right, guys, welcome back. Pretentious Movie Sheet, 13 Days of Horror, Part 3, with Friday the 13th, Part 3. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are enjoying this as much as I am. It's been a good time. Let's see, I need to just set up with my beer, get the movie all rented. I'm watching the version over on YouTube again. That's pretty much where I'm going to be getting all these guys. Let's see. It's going to be a runtime of 1 hour, 35 minutes, 14 seconds, just in case you wanted to make sure you had the right version. I'm pretty sure I've seen like a lot or at least most of this one. Anyways, we're going to have a quick ad read, and then we're going to get into the setup. So stick around. We'll be right back. Alrighty, guys, all set. You know, I had, dude, I'm so upset. I had my beer, I had it ready. I was going to put it in the fridge, and it turns out the fridge door was slightly cracked. My beer is still warm, making me upset. But you know, I'll get it before I start the movie. But don't worry, it's going to be no time at all for you. What you're going to do is you're going to pause. As soon as I tell you that you should pause, and then you're going to first see the Paramount logo, and then let's see what this title card is right after that. You're going to see a Paramount Pictures Presents. You're going to see Paramount Pictures Presents, and as soon as that disappears and fades to black, you're going to press play again, right? We'll be synced up. We'll be all buddy-buddy. But yeah, so you're going to pause. And then, you know, when that title card disappears, it goes black, you're going to press play. But you're going to pause in 3, 2, 1. All right. Oh, Jason Inc. Is that Jason as in Jason Voorhees? Oh, and this is Steve Miner as well. Would you look at that? Oh, another flashback. Oh, we're seeing, this is pretty far back, Jesus. And there he is in his sack, but not for long. My apologies again about the technical difficulties with the audio yesterday. It was just, you know, a little buggy, a little staticky. And, you know, I didn't have the time, unfortunately, to record it again. I'm a busy, busy boy. So, you know, not that I didn't spend a lot of time playing Among Us, but, you know, I gotta take some time for me. It's important to do that. I was editing the podcast today, too. It was giving me a severe headache because it kept glitching. I kept losing my progress, like all of it, too. But, yeah, no, I'll pay attention to the movie. I was just going over the same stuff because they're going over the same stuff right now. Is this going to be at the beginning of every movie? I'm pretty sure this one's the one that goes immediately after the last movie. And looking at the timeline, it looks like the next movie, part four, like parts two, three, and four immediately go after all each other. I do like this. I think I really do like that part. It's funny, he has like a little the sack over his head is a lot less sack-like than I thought it would be. There's like a little string around it to keep it closed. A little bit more floppy and open. That's the boy. That's the boy Jason. But he I think Ralph the Movie Maker said it best when in part two, he's like, Jason gets the shit beat out of him in this one. I have no idea why they're showing this too. Especially in its entirety, like Jesus Christ. It's hardly over 30 90 minutes. I do like how that was executed too. The guy playing Jason in that moment was pretty decent. It is a little disappointing that Paul disappeared for so long. But Jason gave that little Michael Myers head tilt, and then he looked over at the head and then looked at her, and I don't know. Thought that was half decent, not gonna lie. Damn, it's a little disappointing. We're retreading so much ground. We're almost 5 minutes in. And it's literally the. Can you imagine if at the end of, or at the beginning of Endgame, they just showed you like the entire battle of that Wakanda? Stippy stab. Yeah, they got to do something though about this low frame rate. This low frame rate, slow motion. Who's the guy that played Jason in this one? I think he's a pretty good Jason. I was going to say better than the one in the original, but Jason wasn't. Oh, I mean, I guess he was in the original. First Jason was in the original. Ooh, oh, are we seeing his point of view? Or was this in the original? No, I guess this is new now, right? We're in new stuff. Oh, I forgot this one's in 3D. Oh, I'm so excited now. Title card? Yes. Oh. Are we gonna get an explosion? Come on, come on, come on, come on, explode. Oh, what a tease. I don't know, are these in 3D though? Or are they, I guess they're definitely not 3D for me, unfortunately. God damn, could you imagine? Could you imagine watching this in the theater? God, that'd be something else. We're not at part four yet, which I think part four might be my favorite. Richard Booker. I think part four might be my favorite, but we'll see. We'll have to reevaluate at the end of this. D supervisor. What a guy. I love how it was enough for 3D movies back. Like House of Wax was in 3D, I'm pretty certain. I love how it was enough for people to like just have random shit poking out at them. It didn't even have to like be part of the story. Like I guess at least like the high art, the Coppola-esque film Spy Kids 3D, at least they tried to like integrate it into the story. Where at like this one, I guess they kind of integrate it into the story in this movie, but like in House of Wax, there's literally somebody just doing a paddle ball and they just like, I don't know. It's really contrived. It's pretty contrived in this movie too. Or contrived is probably the wrong word. Convoluted. There we go. That's the right word. But now, you know, it's all like supposed to enhance your viewing experience. It's less of a gimmick in the sense that it's like strictly a gimmick. Now it's you know, it's supposed to be like an art thing, you know, not just poppy. Oh, I wasn't expecting him to see him so soon. Oh yeah, I remember this. Oh yeah. There it is already. Oh, golly. Nah, that's Cap. Jason's mother killed the same amount of people. And then her body was there, so that would be even more bodies at the scene. So, are we going to see a sewing needle kill? I love how that's very clearly not news footage. Like, they just copy and paste at the end of the movie there. But hey, they already copy and pasted like 5 minutes of the whole movie earlier, so. Oh, damn. We just saw his whole ass face. Dude, you know that's not your husband. Like, he was wearing different clothes. Ooh, they got Miller Lite too. Man, they have not changed their logo. Fine Pilsner beer. Inside a fine Pilsner beer brewed with... Inside is a fine Pilsner beer with the highest quality ingredients, including Moira. Oh, she's going to, like, find his body. Like, right now. Nah. Oh. Oh. Why wouldn't he answer you? You guys seem to be very open with answering each other in an aggressive manner. Our secret is Miller Lite's special triple hops brewing recipe. Is it? No, there's no fucking way that Miller Lite is triple hops. God damn. Oh, unless I'm thinking of... you know, if triple IPA is different from like a triple hops, you know. I don't know. No, oh, what? Oh. Don't. Oh. I want him to just crash through the window. That's when the series is at its best. Just. That was the. That's what got you to. What the how would he have gotten there any other way than you placing him there, sir? Yeah, wow, this guy does not give a fuck. I'm kind of about it. I'm not going to lie. Is that watermelon sliced open? Oh, come on. No. Oh, somebody's going to buy that. I was going to say, like, where are the tamper-proof seals? But I guess that wasn't a thing yet. I think that was because of the Tylenol killings. Man, he just does not give a fuck. No, you're not. How do you not see him? Come on. Oh. Okay. No. Okay, she's trying her hardest, but also like I love this man's and all his dysfunctional glory. God rest him. He knows. Animals, man, they got a sixth sense for this shit. You just go put them in a fucking wheelbarrow. I like the dartboard. No. Oh, no. Okay. Several things. First of all, you saw that wire, right? You saw that wire. Then second of all, wow, what a 3D fucking thing. I'm surprised that like no other is that the sound of him laying down a loaf? I like it. I like that it's in a cola thing too. What is the setup of their home? Nah, but what a 3D fucking jump that was with that snake. Man, again with Coca-Cola, they just got like all the, like, don't they need to clear that? I don't know. Do I just not understand copyright? I forget who was it. I think it was Kane Hodder. He was very against Jason killing animals. I think I already talked about that on one of these commentary tracks, but I don't know. I found it interesting. I'm glad that they kind of said it was the snake that killed the rabbits and not Jason. That would have just been sad. I don't know. I guess you could say also, you know, sad that people get killed, but you know, I don't know. It's different when it's an animal in a movie, you know? Oh! And this guy, I wanted him to live, but, you know, I knew he was done. Nah, Harold's gone. Harold's done. Forget it. Again, what is the setup of their house? Like, it feels like it's more warehouse than it is home. I don't know. Harold. Huh? Oh, it's a rat. Look at his eyes. Oh, there it is. Oh, I knew it. I knew it was going to be a knitting needle. Also, like, wow, what a good job avoiding your fingers there. Also, there's a 3D bat. Yeah, nah. I remember this. I remember watching this on TV when I was sophomore in high school. That's right. I think it was on AMC too. AMC has all these movies for free. Uh-oh, it's Jason. Look out, it's Jason. He was in your car. You drove with him. It's Jason. Guys, he's there. God. Oh, I hated that exchange. That was, oh God. This is far more forced than, oh God, this is far more forced than child psychology. And that was heavy handed. I hate him. This is anti-Ted. I remember kind of not hating him when I originally watched this. But like, no, he's a god. He's anti-Ted now. I mean, like, I don't know. It's a little weird, but God, he's a narc too. Fuck this guy. What? Oh, hey, yeah, they're bad. 3D blunt. Oh my God. He's that guy. What? No way, man. You gotta pull over. Oh, okay. They're eating the whole. Dude, it's pouring out of your mouth, you idiot. Pull over. They're gonna fucking. They're gonna. Oh. So much just happened there. I don't. Oh, I guess they're going to Harold's house, are they? Maybe? Is this. Yeah. Man, the 80s. What a time. What a time to be alive. Kind of, you know, I recall somebody's like saying like, no, it is the present is always the best time to be alive because of the conveniences of technology at whatever point in time. It just will always be better. I'll be honest, I don't know. With oh God, how did you not see that? But I don't know, like. Social media is really bad for you. I don't mean to be a narc saying that, just like psychologically, it's not a very healthy thing. And, you know I engage in it and I do love it. But at the same time, like it'd be kind of cool to just live in the 80s and be free and go on fucking road trips to Camp Crystal Lake, you know? Is this Ralph's like estranged brother? This is anti-Ralph. No, it's not anti-Ralph. It's just Ralph 2. I have worn the what I wonder what they use there. Ooh. Is this more 3D? I don't know. I like this cast. Besides anti-Ted. Fuck him. So that's definitely not Jason, right? Also, who are these adults? Who are these grown-ass adults? How do they know them? Aren't half, like, didn't you guys, like, eat pot? I don't know all the biology behind that, but Wouldn't that make you like? No, I guess it has to. You know the. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it works, but I guess you would have to bake it, or something, if you're gonna consume it, in the sense of like an edible. Gotta get like the oils out or something like that. I don't know. Something with heat has to happen. I'm pretty sure, but I don't really know nothing. Ooh, come on! Why are you doing that? Well, that is no. That's okay. No, you're just a fucking asshole. Yeah, you dick. Yes. Again. Oh my God, what a no. God, don't let him be the final guy. Like, in terms of like if she's the final girl, I don't recall for this one, but if she's the final girl, I hope he doesn't last as long. What a dick. Why are you the way that you are? God, I hate that he also wears button downs. Dude, I mean, you know, valid. Just, you know, I don't know. Yes! We love the barn. We love the barn. I remember the barn. Yes, yo. Yeah. You definitely would like it. Dude, if I could get a hammock like permanently as my bed, oh my God. I'm sure I'd have a shit ton of back problems, but like still. Oh wait, no, wait. Isn't she the one that's pregnant? Okay, that's a good line. Okay, that's a good line. I don't know if I would give the person who's pregnant a hammock. Especially if she's sleeping with somebody else. Shut up. I wish that you had. Okay. That's cute. Oh, I was gonna say, but also like, what if you just straight up dropped it? God, I know what it is, and it's already bugging me. The decor is very mixed, I think. I don't know. It just seems like there's several different cores, like aesthetics going on. Was quite the kick. Then she breaks. What? Wait. Doesn't breaking down the door break something on the door? Like what? That's not how you make a good impression. Whoa, he really had like a the whole nine yards there with the prosthetic. Nah, dude, nah. Dude, no, you don't. Okay, no, I'm with that guy too. I'm with that guy too. Holy shit. And see, he's like trying with this guy. He's like, dude, you know, I'm setting you up. Just don't, you know, like fuck it up. He's getting fed up too. He's like, "You never mean to." Wait, why is he? Why do people got to get out? Oh man, I'm really picking on this guy. Just the way he runs too is like so goofy. I'll tell you what though, the man's had some cake. I'm waiting for Ted to come back to the franchise. That's all I want. All I want is some more Ted. Yeah, about that. Okay. I don't. Fuck you. Okay, hey, you know, oh. Okay. Kudos for paying, but also you didn't need to throw it like that. Yeah, okay. All right. Is the store owner just gonna let this happen? Oh, that's unfortunate. I don't know why it kind of looks like she's not looking at her. Now, I don't know. There is a weird dichotomy with oh, so I love the decor of just chain around neck. No, but there's a weird dichotomy with these movies because on one hand, like, do you want likable characters so that it's fearful? Or, you know, like, I mean, Friday the 13th and like other slashers too, it's kind of just like, oh, you know, you're here for the kills, but I don't know. From what I recall, that guy becomes all right. Oh, you dumbass. But I like her. That's why I brought that up. That because she. Oh, that chain. Like, really? Why did you stop? Oh, I guess he was. It looked like from that angle, he was a little bit more to the side. He's gonna belt the fucking car hood, isn't he? Oh, that's great. That was great. That made me very happy. The way he smiled. Oh no, you're not gonna commit vehicular manslaughter. Oh, he just fucked up the wheel. Yo. No, but like, okay, you know what? I really like that scene. A 3D trick? No, it wasn't close. It literally hit your nose. What are you talking about? Yeah, how do high key though? How do yo-yos work? But yeah, no, she's likable. He kind of redeemed himself a little bit. Oh, there's our guy. But also, like, you know, it's like heels and faces in wrestling. You know, you want somebody to root for and somebody to root against. So, but you know, when it's like a likable character, they don't want to die. But you're also kind of like around for Jason because he's like the guy. Oh, and you're a cardigan over the shoulder wear. God damn, this guy. You know what? Anti-Ted has officially passed in my liking. What is that? That's not his car, though, is it? You know what? Maybe it is. No, let him go. Please let him go. Please let him go. Nah, but I'm all about that last scene. That was really good. What the fuck? I guess I am kind of a fan of that banter. I don't know. I mean, it does kind of sound like a actual couple a little bit. I don't know. I'm giving this too much credence, aren't I? Ooh, is that going to be Jason or is it going to be a motorcycle person? I'm saying motorcycle. Because I don't think Jason would have boots that fucking rad. Hey, that's what I thought. What was that? Dude, okay, you're going to be handling gas. I'd put out that Siggy. Yeah, seems like the score was already pretty even. Thank God. This guy has sense. What's that on her wrist? Is that opal? Is that what that is? Is this really amazing to you? She seemed kind of awestruck by it. Oh, it's Rosebud. What's with the random propeller? Why? So, like, that's kind of like a trope in, like, set design and barns sometimes. They just, like, have propellers for, like, no reason. She just smacks it. I love that meme where it's like they really said and then they just have emojis. What did you trip over? Also, I know the implication there was that, like, she almost tripped and died. But also, like, I don't know. I don't know if that'd be enough force to actually kill. They have some dynamic shots compared to the other films. It feels like, at least. Are they going to burn the barn down? Is that their... What the fuck? All right, maybe I was wrong. Maybe that guy's not chill. Oh, you're going to get caught. You idiot. You're going to get caught. Uh-oh. Where is she, dude? Dude, I'd say you're much closer with that SIG and that gasoline, man. That's some bad mixing. Also, what do you care? Just, you know, aren't you just supposed to start pouring? He's sussing. He looks like he's looking for dead bodies in electrical. Oh, there's one. There's one. Report it. Report it before it's too late. Oh, I thought they were going to pan down to Jason. I was going to say that was awesome, but oh. That's a pretty good kill there too. Dude, isn't it open? Is it locked? Also, how much gasoline did he get? Oh, okay, I see. They also set it up, the riders set it up that now they don't have gas in their car, so when they go to drive away, they're going to be fucked. They all have different... Oh, he just did a crossbody. Oh, shit. They all have different backs on their jackets. That's interesting. He really didn't have a lot of emotion in his face. Oh, but I'm about him. He's like not fucking around. Dude, he's... Oof. Yeah, well, it's a shame. I think he's the best actor that's been in this series so far. Better than Bacon. Isn't she pregnant? Well, I guess that's still, I don't know, dude. Damn, it's already night. How are we? No, we're almost halfway. Huh. What's that mean? Footing into what? Maybe by not being such a sex pest, dude. I love this. This is great. This is all I need. They're so fucking dumb. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Dude, okay. All right now. I was like, I mean, you know, I just like. He was being really fucking obvious. Yo, okay, she's great. She's great. Holy shit. Fuck you, asshole. That just reminded me, I don't have my captions on. After the captions yesterday, I don't know. I don't know if I can rely on them no more. Nah, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. You know what? He is worse officially than the other guy, I guess. I don't know. Are they just going to keep ping-ponging back, who is worse? No, come on, don't. Oh, I was thinking that she was on that porch, too. Fake out. Oh, never mind. I'm pretty sure the same way. That was a good joke, too. I don't know. All right, you know what? He's earning a couple points back. Jason? Okay, for all the flashbacks we get in this series, I guess this one isn't in a previous film, so we're not getting it. How long was she out there? Oh, there is a flashback. Okay, I spoke too soon. My bad. My bad, Friday, part three. Ooh, and I like that it's like 50% dissolved. Oh, okay. Oh, I was hoping they were just gonna cut back hard to the other one. Oh. Jason is such a goober in these early movies. Oh. That's not implying something, is it? God, I hope it's not. If so, I'm getting this tattoo removed. His face in that sweater just reminded me of one of the best, worst 3D effects of all time. You'll know it. You'll fucking know it. That's shitty. That's fucking raw, man. Did you leave your car on? Oh, come on. How far did you drive? I forgot these guys were in this movie. Oh, well, yeah. You're next to go, bud, I guess. I love how the toilet roll is on the I love how it's on the what's it called? Antler. Also, damn, that's a big window to be having on the front of a toilet. Well, I guess, hey, that's, you know, I guess that's how they used to do it. I don't know if I'd light up with all that methane around, dude. God. As if weed hits you that quickly. Does Shelly pull tricks? It's more, that's more in line with Auntie Ted. Shelly. Wait. Oh, I guess that is Shelly. Yeah. I thought Shelly was the other person. I thought that was his her. Yeah, do it. He's a piece of shit. You should do it. Well, I mean, you know, it's not him and you're about to die, but still. Everybody's getting killed in the fucking barn. Never come back again. That's a Ralph special right there. What a weird dude. Yeah, no, it wasn't. Did he say chili? Is she planning, if that is Shelly, to murk him? Oh. She seems rather disappointed. I thought she was about to walk into a fucking pitchfork or some shit. These movies are all just about the pitfalls of hedonism. See, you know, we know it's Shelley, but like we know it is Shelley, especially because they just cut from a shot of Jason, and that would have been a little jarring. There it is. Fuck you. Fuck you. What is this nice guy self-victimizing? God damn it, man. But there it was. There it is again. It's the mask. This is not, you know, as iconic as it will be later, but, you know. Still needs the slash in it. She's trying, though. I mean, she has been outside for a hot minute. That was a little weird. But I mean, hey, she's trying enough time for him to get a wetsuit on and come up with that prank. But still, what the fuck is his fucking problem? Can Can I see them? If they're just gonna turn up, then that's gonna be disappointing. I can't quite recall. Why are you here? The best part about this character is that he. Ew. The best part about this character is that he brings the hockey mask into the series. No. Don't cut back to her. That's a bad sign. Oh, it's Shelly's wallet. Come on, don't let that build sympathy. Come on. Oh no! Dude, you gotta jump in. You gotta jump in. How did it drift away that quickly? Holy shit. Oh, I can feel. There he is in all his glory. There he is. There's Jason.3D. Now there it is. With how nonchalant that was. Okay, now this walk's a little funny. But with how nonchalant that was, and the fact that it was the first one with the mask on, that makes it feel official. That makes it feel like it was the first one. And like lighting the bat symbol, Jason knows that when there is sex afoot. Didn't like that groans caption. I like their banter. It's gonna get a brew. Already finished mine. Y'all ever try Yingling? Ooh, it's good. Do you shower with jewelry on? Go leave a comment on my Instagram. Do you shower with like a pearl necklace on? What the fuck? All right, doing it on your way out was a little extra, I will say that. Oh, but I guess it all serves a purpose, right? Are you just gonna leave that on with the curtain closed? Oh, okay, that makes more sense. She was just closing it. Still. Oh. Well, there it is. That's a great kill. This is going to be a fake out. It has to be. Come on. Yep, thought so. What? Why? We could change your mind about a beer. Wait, isn't she pregnant? Why are you getting a... Is this the one that... Because there's a great shot coming up. I don't know why you're... You know, I don't even feel bad. I mean, you know... Whatever. Doesn't deserve death, but, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know, man. Is the hammock going to play into it? Fangoria. Is... Oh, Tom Savini! That's right. This is the shot. This is the great shot. There it is. Oh, what a great shot. So are they, they're the only two left because I guess we can presume Shelley's done. Maybe the stoner couple is still. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There they are. Oh, 3D. Dude, that. Okay. The what the fuck? How old are they? There's a shit ton of salt. That she was just pouring on that popcorn there. It's not like there's a 6'7", 250-pound killer on the loose. Why are you barefoot? My man's. You need some boots. Was that a waffle iron? Oh, poor skunk. Yeah. Yeah, is that... Does that get you fucking... All right. Nah, fam, that's your boy. Oh! Boy who cried wolf, Shelley. The boy who cried wolf. Also, he... No, that's the thing, though. You won't be able to walk back like that. You got the... your vagus... Oh, there he is. Your vagus nerve would be severed, I'm pretty certain. And that would cause your heart to stop beating. Oh, he didn't even... Oh... Is that something that happens with fuse boxes? Maybe a thing of the 80s if you have like a shitty fuse box. Oh, I remember this now. Oh, God. I remember this now. Oh, please put this away. Red hot poker. Is that the worst acting that's been in these films yet? Oh, wow, that is a rough one. It's maybe not one of the most gruesome ones, but it's probably one of the most painful ones, you gotta think. So the only two left are that couple that went, yeah, these guys, these jokers. He kind of reminds me of Herman Munster, the guy who played him. Except, like, not nearly as endearing. Yup. Is Shelly there? Why are you not questioning the chair? He also reminds me of Ted Danson, if Ted Danson was trying to play Fred Jones from Scooby-Doo. How would they go? Where would they go? Here we go. It's time. It's time for that amazing effect. Yep, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Are you guys ready for this? Look at that head. Look at this fake head. This is a good setup in concept, not gonna lie. I guess like just having him off frame. Here we go. Here it is. Oh my God, you could see the wire and everything. Lived up to everything I wanted and more. Where's what did blood drip on her? Could have had an insert shot there. Is there just water? Oh, because the shower. Did she leave the shower on? If the body's in there, why would Jason leave that? Isn't he trying to not get caught? Oh no. I guess not. Oh, just kidding. Don't tell me she's going in the barn. Well, so yeah, Rick got out before, you know, being too far into the final act. There's like 15 minutes left, 20 minutes left, and he's not in it. Oh, just kidding. Wow. That actually jumped me. Wow, Jesus. See, she's decent. You know, Chili over there was not cutting it. Okay. Oh, window. There we go. See, you start to pick up on some of these beats. Dude, he's done. He's missing an eye. His head's crushed, dude. Don't even try it. You're losing time. Oh. Now, the thing is like, he doesn't look like Jason yet. Like, he's got the hockey mask, but, you know, something about it is still just a little too goobery, you know? That brought you to your knees? After this, I'm going to need to, in addition to ranking my favorite Friday the 13th films, I'm going to have to rank the Jasons, aren't I? Oh, she's going back into a body. Come on, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? There it is. Oh, I thought he was just going to take the knob off. Did he leave the machete in there? Come on, you got it. Damn, that's rough, though. You got to Shelley Duvall him. Shelley Duvall him. Yeah, good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. How are you missing, though? Stop slashing and just... stab. That was a bizarre place to stab. Oh my god. Oh, you could see the string on that one. Man, the effects on this are real fucking bad. Oh, she's going to Shane McMahon him. They're going to do the finish that Shane McMahon did with Miz in the steel cage. Yeah, there you go. Dun 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 dun. I do like how it's mainly strings in these movies. All right. Oh, 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 oh. Come on, club him, club him, club him. Doof. Yo, what a great... Okay, I'll tell you what. The effects are pretty bad. The stunts are pretty decent. There's also no gas. But I guess she doesn't know that. No gas. I heard skiing. He doesn't give a fuck. Oh, okay. I guess he jumped. I was going to say he was just going to eat it. Okay, where are we going to run out of gas, though? On the bridge. Oh, and it's going to break. Oh, that was good. That was a good setup. Perfectly subtle. Come on, what you gonna do? Oh. Unleaded. Oh shit, no, it's too late. It's too late, you're fucked. I can- Oh, that worked. Damn, he's stuck. Now, with those manual ones, oh, damn. With those manual ones, I would have thought that would have been like her strength versus his. With her having only a slight advantage, but still, I don't think she'd be able to outdo Jason. Dude's a freak. He's a certified freak. 7 days a week. That's not going to fucking hold, my guy. Dude, okay, see, his fingers are through. He's just got to push it up. There you go. Now you're playing with power. Also, the back of his head looks fucking fake. I don't know. He is not having it. He's upset. Was that all one shot? If so, kudos. Just, don't accidentally like spit or something. Like, you see like the way that the back of his head like folds. That isn't Tom Savini would not let that fly. How are you losing your balance? Damn, he is fucking mad. How are you losing your balance like that? Are you trying to do this? Are you trying to attack him? That was bad. I love the little thunk. Oh, she's going to see Fox. You're going to need a couple more hay bales. Yo, quit hiding. Quit hiding. We know that ain't going to work. It's just going to leave you in a compromised position. Come on, thwack. Get him. Really, Jason? Come on. That the angle on that was shit. Oh, yo, I remember this. Is he waking up? Well, yeah, he's waking up. So is his neck just like chilling? I mean, it's Jason, you know, like his neck is like reinforced with steel beams, even pre-zombie days, you know? She's vibing. She's happy. This could be a really cool shot. Oh, please let this be a cool shot. She just opens it. Come on, that would be so fucking good. This is taking a little while, though. I guess that's supposed to lure us into a false sense of security. I don't know. It's making me more anxious, if anything. I don't know. Come on, please be a cool shot. Oh, it's a cool shot. I knew that was coming, but like, I don't know. Something about the way they did it. You can't be alive. That was great. Like, I knew that was coming. It still got me to gasp. That was awesome. Yeah, I told you he was great. It's a shame he didn't have a better showing at this moment. Machete thudding. Come on, you got this. 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 Man, he's just, he's already dead. Come on, ride the skull. There it is. That's the axe slash. She's like, no, how are you? How are you doing this still? I love how canonically it's the same axe slash since part three. Yo, that axe was definitely 3D, though. Oh, dude, I don't know, the last time somebody went out on that water after thinking they killed the villain, they woke up with the little Jason, you know, wet dream, I guess you could say. Man, you're going to get bit to hell out there, too, with all those mosquitoes that must be on that lake. I wouldn't be able to sleep after that. Watch her just, like, approaching a waterfall. I was going to say. What's she looking at? What? What was that? What was the big scare there? Did she think that the log was Jason? What? Oh my God, this fucking guy. This is. Oh shit. You got a head start. You're fine. You're good. As long as he doesn't have an arrow. Oh, okay. Come on. Oh, come on now. What are you doing? Also, what? Was he just taking a fat nap too that whole time? Oh my God, he's busting down the door. Where did all his hair go? What? It was all a dream? It was all a dream. Oh. Yo. That's great. I forgot about that. Did you see the fucking worms? Okay. Look, a lot of the effects in this movie were bullshit. That one was great. That one was amazing. You can see a couple of like hairs on the bottom left. Poor thing. A little bit of a firm hold you got there. Unless you think she's a suspect. I guess she's crazy now. Even though that's not really a thing. Nobody's attending to this. Nobody's marking this down. How small of a police department do you have here? You would think with him being the killer, you would have, you know. Had somebody to have an eye on it. Are we going to cut back and the body's going to be gone or? No, that's it. I'm going to look up Jason Productions. I'm curious. Is that? Is that a thing for just Friday the 13th? No. Okay. This is all I could find from IMDb. The only Jason Productions films I can see are Part 3, obviously. Shira, The Vampire Samurai, and Ben Gerund, which runs from 1963. It's a series to... it doesn't have an end date, so I would only have to assume that it's still going. It's CBS TV. There are 66 episodes, so it's got John Abbott. That sounds familiar. Why does that sound familiar? Anyways, Shira, The Vampire Samurai, adding that to my watch list. All right. Now look, I don't know about you. That one is fine. It was all right. I don't know. And now all of these movies, for the most part, are pretty much on a curve because, like, you know, they're Friday the 13th. What are you really expecting from this series, you know? They have their place. They have their purpose. I obviously love it. I wouldn't get a tattoo of it if I didn't. But I don't know. I feel like I needed something more from that one. I don't know. Plus, there was a lot more that kind of annoyed me in this one. That might be getting into a little bit of five territory. Like, I'd say maybe a strong five to a light six, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. But I am excited for tomorrow's part four. I'm kind of anticipating it to be my favorite. But, you know, we'll have to see. I'm really looking forward to seven and six. Jason X is... I've seen Jason X maybe like two or three times. That's, I don't know. That's something else. In 2009, I'm looking forward to, but hey, you know, at least we have part four before we get to part five, which just looks dumb. Anyways, take care, guys. Tune in tomorrow for some more Friday the 13th. Make sure you head over to the Instagram page, Pretentious Movie Sheet, Movie Sheet on Twitter, Pretentious Movie Sheet on TikTok and YouTube. And yeah, take care.